cheating, all the cheating on the PC. Welcome to episode 72 of Uncorked Gamers. I am your host, Jeff.
And I'm Dan.
And we welcome you all.
I got some things to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
Some things we're going to be breaking down. The Evo 2016
mm-hmm.
lineup.
Mm-hmm.
PlayStation Plus free games of February.
Mm-hmm.
Division Beta.
Mm-hmm.
And The Witness review.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to start off on that?
Let's start off with Rocket League.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
No, let's not. There was a dude that went off the map on Rocket League. And there was like a whole planet kind of... Seems like there was like a whole planet to explore.
Like DLC?
Like he went off out of the arena. He glitched out of the arena. And he could just like drive around the planet.
There were like trees and like buildings?
There was like structures. Like, but there were structures like far away from the arena. So,
what?
I don't know. Yeah, it was weird. It was really weird.
It was weird.
But,
Why would they code all that?
I don't know. It just happened, okay?
Okay. I mean, I think you're a liar, but...
No, there's video, man. There is video of this. You know, Resident Evil 4 will also be coming through the Wii U virtual console thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You really sold that. You know, I wasn't sure if I wanted it before, but hearing you just, like, sing the phrases...
Saying, it's like a... God, they put it out for, like, every system now. Like, come on, man.
This Whatever. Is a virtual console thing, man. That's all.
Hey.
You can get your GameCube games on your Wii U.
Well, it's already on the Wii. I think it's on the Wii.
Yeah, they re-released
it. They had it on the
it,
Wii,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah, so
That's
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like,
this whatever. Is the last one people loved. Keep shelling it out.
It's the last one Nintendo got. Yeah. Wait, what were the options? What were we going to talk about?
Evo 2016, PlayStation Plus free games, Division Beta, and the review of The Witness.
Let's talk about Evo.
Alright. Evo it up.
Evo's coming up.
It's a smaller list.
6 months.
6 months, yeah.
Or is it 7 months? No, it's 5 months.
July 15th to July 17th.
So it's 6 months.
In Vegas, the Las Vegas Convention Center.
It's always in Vegas. But this time they're having it in two different... the finals are going to be in a different building, though. It's going to be at the Mandalay Bay.
Oh. Wow.
Which is really strange.
I guess it's become that big of a thing, then.
But, yeah, I guess they just need more wiggle room for
people,
then.
It's the finals,
man.
Yeah.
But,
Maybe they're going to have more finals running at the same time or something?
I mean, they've grown, like, every year. They've just grown and grown and grown. It's become a lot more popular. But, I mean, it's not even one of the, like, the biggest... like, tournaments at all. It really isn't. Like, well, at least when it comes to, you know, money-wise, it's not
yeah.
really the biggest tournament. Like, but there's,
but it's
like,
the biggest exposure.
Yeah, like, there's just tons of people there all the damn time. It's
I think it's because it's a tournament scene where it, like, it caters to a bunch of different games, too. Whereas a lot of them tend to be a bit more focused and stuff like that. This one's like, yeah, you know, screw it. If it's popular enough, we'll do it.
Yeah. So there's no Street Fighter 4, which is really isn't surprising.
I was surprised.
Were you really?
I thought there'd be one more tournament, a crossover tournament, for the people that didn't buy into Street Fighter 5 yet. They're still playing for you.
No.
Yeah, no.
No. It's already, I mean, it's going to be out, what, this month and...
Oh, 12? Yeah, you're getting it
it's
soon.
The 12th, right? Is it the 12th or 18th?
Oh, man, your life is about
One
to
of
disappear.
Those.
Are
One
you,
of
you going to Twitch
it's
stream?
Perfect for my birthday.
Are you going to Twitch stream it?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm going to be... I mean, I'm going to Twitch a lot of lab work at first.
Yeah,
before
you will,
I get
yeah.
into Before I get into matches.
You got to connect to the fans. People haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I know.
I...
Don't worry, I'm training a new guy. Training a new guy for my... for my job at night, so it should all go better. And like this week should be the last week of training. And my boss said that if he feels like he's not ready to be on his own, that he could probably take like the next 3 days of more training, and then he can go on his own the last 2 days of the following week.
Mm.
Or next week. because this week would be his last week. But anyway, so he's he didn't show up today, which means I worked like 17 hours.
No call, no show?
I don't know if he called because my boss is on vacation right now. So if he did call, there's no way for me to know.
Okay.
But anywho, yeah, like one more week of training, then I should be back on a normal schedule.
Nice.
Or tomorrow. You know.
Agreeable.
Yeah. Something just.
Something that lets you play games.
Do stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So the lineup, you know, the lineup for EU is going to be, what is it, Street Fighter V?
Street Fighter V.
They're going to have Smash Brothers Wii U and Smash Brothers Melee.
Yep.
Killer Instinct's going to be in it.
Killer Instinct.
Which, I don't know, doesn't seem too popular. In well, actually, no, they got all these new characters going for them, but.
Yeah.
Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Just always.
Always, yeah. The one I'm looking forward to. This year, and it's not Street Fighter V, it's Pokken Tournament.
You just want to see what
I want to see the game, yeah. Like, I want to see
you how... You want to see those funky game pads and how
it's like Tekken.
Use them.
For Pokemons.
Tekken for Pokemons. Tekken 7 is going to be there.
Tekken 7 is going to be there.
Which, as far as I know, is confirmed for console at this point, right? Because they said they're going to have the VR functionality. So, I mean, I would assume that it has to be hooked up to a console.
I would assume so, too.
And lastly, Guilty Gear Xrd Revelations, I believe the subname was on
it. You called it Xrd and you tell me it's Crossrd. What is the deal?
I've heard people pronounce the Guilty Gear as Xrd.
Yeah, me.
Xrd Revelations.
But when I say it, oh no, that's not how you pronounce things, man. It's a Crossrd.
Okay, fine. You're right. Guilty Gear Crossrd
Revelator. It's not Crossrd. It's Xrd. That's what I've been saying the whole time. I'm just saying, why are you saying it when you're telling me it's not it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Japan's telling you it's not it, all right?
Japan? What does Japan know? How to make a video game, that's what.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forgot Mortal Kombat 10, by the way.
I thought I said it, but did maybe not. I didn't.
And they're getting all those new characters now.
Yeah, all those like horror movie characters.
Predator and...
Alien.
Yeah. Not Predator, Alien, that's what I meant. Yeah,
yeah, right. Was it Xenomorph? Yeah, Xenomorph. Public service announcement, real quick.
PSA.
Don't update your PlayStation Vita if you haven't turned it on in a while.
Don't turn it on.
PlayStation Vita update 3.57 has been giving people a lot of issues. The two main issues, right, the one people are really griping about, is having an issue accessing the PlayStation Store. So if you want
to buy... That's been happening on my PS3.
It's because PlayStation System services were down a couple days ago.
That's when I was using it.
Alright, that's fine. That explains it.
But it was weird, though.
Why?
Because it would go to the store, but it wouldn't load anything.
Yeah, that's the same problem people are having with Vita, actually.
First, it got stuck in the loading part. And then I resetted my PS3, and then I went past the loading part and went to the PlayStation Store, but the PlayStation Store wouldn't load the actual icons and all that stuff.
Hold up. Did you accidentally download the Vita firmware onto your PlayStation 3?
Holy crap. That's what that was.
So if you're trying to get into the PlayStation Store with your Vita, you got 3.57, you're having problems. Also, battery drain.
Are they going to fix it?
No worries.
Wait, battery what? Jerks?
Battery drain. The Vitas are draining a lot faster than they're supposed to be with this new update.
What? They're just... Why? How?
I don't know. Software thing. Something keeps running in full speed or something like that, probably. No word from Sony. I have not seen any news of a hot pad.
When did the firmware come out? Was it recent? Like, recent?
Let's see if I can get the exact date real quick.
You're saying that Sony hasn't announced a fix?
Not that I've seen. I have not seen anybody, any notification of there being a fix or anything like that. I can't find an exact date of when this went live. The article I found is on January 29th, so it's been a couple days now.
Oh, okay, so it's not that long ago.
At the least, yeah. But anyway, be safe out there with your Vitas, because there's still plenty of great games to play on them.
Be safe out there, it's that guy.
Quick, I just want to touch on the PlayStation Plus free games for February.
What was that, 3.57?
Yeah, that was software 3.57.
Okay.
All right, so the PlayStation Plus free games are Nom Nom Galaxy for the PlayStation 4, Helldivers Democracy Strikes Back Edition for everything, Grid Autosport for the PlayStation 3, and Persona 4 Arena Ultimate Max. So you get a fighting game on, you can play it with Adam too.
Persona 4, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Adam 2 will smoke you.
Probably not.
That's like the only fighting game he's probably like it has in-depth knowledge on. I'm pretty sure he could give you a run for your money.
Yeah, but he doesn't know the frame data.
Yeah, he probably doesn't know. But you don't either, so.
Yeah.
And then Nova 111, that's on everything. And Lemmings Touch for the PlayStation Vita.
So that firmware was released on the 20th.
On the 20th?
Yeah, January 20th.
Wow, it's a good thing I haven't turned on my PlayStation in a while. It's my Vita.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it, too. I was like, man, I really want to get some of my hunting games, some progress on some of my hunting games. And I was like, I'm too lazy. And I might have downloaded that.
You know, yeah.
That laziness saved my Vita. Yeah. So anyway, out of that lineup, I'm stoked for Helldivers. I'm stoked for Helldivers for two reasons. One, I've wanted that game since it came out. I heard nothing but great things. It looked good, looked fun. Two, it's free. Which means all my friends are going to have it. Which is one of the main reason why I never bought it, because I couldn't convince anybody to go out and buy it. But now there's no excuse. So now you're playing it with me.
Now you have it, yeah. You just have it.
Yeah. That's it. Titan Day 12, playing with me. Adam 2, playing with me. Titan Day 12's brother, playing with me. No excuses.
No excuses.
I mean, except for the fact that you only do four players, but they're not all going to be on at the same time. Probably.
Or are they?
They might. You hear that, Pins? You're playing with me.
Yeah, you have it for free, dude. Let's play.
You have it for free. If you don't have PlayStation Plus, now's a great time to go out and see if you can find it. It's been on sale for $43 for a whole year. You get two free games for your PlayStation 4 guaranteed every month. Sometimes three, depending if the game's cross-play. You know, cross-buy. You might get three or four free games for your PS4. Who knows? But guaranteed two.
Sometimes when you get one of those PS4 games that's also on like the PS3, you can't get them from both. Which doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. You just get it on the PS4.
Yeah, basically.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
There's a Bandai Namco sale going on right now, the Square Enix sale.
Bandai Namco?
So if you don't have,
They had issues with their RPG.
Which one?
Tales of Symphonia.
Tales of Symphonia. I hear that one's really good.
Yeah.
What issues?
They got all the PC issues, man.
Oh, that re-release.
Yeah. They got, it's basically like, it's super broken. It's super broken. Everything's broken.
How's everything broken?
Everything is broken. Okay, the resolution is like locked at like 720p, right? Random crashes, like super long loading times, you know, opening the configuration menu and the save menu can take up to like 30 seconds.
Wow.
Just to open up the menus. There's incomplete and broken translations. There's, some people say that they've got it up to 40 frames per second, but it's locked at 30, basically.
Why would they lock it at 30?
I mean, it's not supposed to, but
it's a GameCube game, so I mean, I could see maybe.
But it's not supposed to be a 30.
Okay.
There's typos that are unique to the PC version.
Wait, so they had somebody go back in and
I
change
don't,
the
this
script?
Is what I don't get, dude.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Like, this game's come out, it first came out on the GameCube, and then they re-released it on the PS2, I believe, or the PS3.
Yeah.
And then they released it again as a collection for the PS4.
They had that on the Xbox.
No, the PS3, yeah, the Xbox. So, like, it's done.
Yeah.
You just put it on the computer.
And there's issues also, there's a thing, well, I don't know if it's so much of an issue, but where there's a Xbox and PS3 icons at the same time on the screen. So there's like an X and an A there, you know? Well, actually, the other one, no, it's Y. XY? Yeah, XY, right?
I have no idea. I need that.
So there's a triangle, okay, we'll just call it a triangle and a B, but not, you know, on the screen at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird.
I wish computer games would give me the option of changing the button layout of like, hey, do you want to use Xbox button configuration or PlayStation button configuration?
That'd be cool.
I can use my
Steam ones, yeah. Because
I can use my PlayStation controller on my PC. You know, but it's like hit A. I'm like, I don't know what that is. Like, well, what's A?
You obviously never had a Super Nintendo.
No, I didn't.
Then you would know if you had a Super Nintendo.
I know XYZ ABC.
I know it's the same layout as a Super Nintendo.
The Genesis or the Xbox?
No. I'm talking about the Xbox. Yeah, it's the same layout.
And why can't you just all have the same color coding? If they were all the same color coding, I'd be like, oh,
Famicom
okay.
Might have had the same color coding
as the Xbox.
Yeah.
Blue, red. Yellow and green?
I might be wrong, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, this, it's always been, like, you know, B, A, and then X and Y.
So Y is triangle?
Yeah, Y would be triangle.
Okay.
B would be X. A would be circle. Or O.
I feel like I should bring that up to see if that's accurate, but I don't want to.
What? You don't trust me?
I don't trust your Xbox.
Trust me, dude. It's the same. It's the same Super Nintendo. She needs to stop. She's like, trusting me, fool.
All right. Destiny's... Bungie's president has stepped down.
Ah. What happened, buddy?
Harold Ryan stepped down from being the president of Bungie. And the board of directors announced that... longtime COO Pete Parsons will now be the CEO.
Longtime what?
COO.
Chief Operating Officer?
Yeah, I think so. So, yeah.
Okay.
There you have it.
No reason why he stepped down?
None that I saw given.
Yeah, they never really give reasons.
Yeah, anyway. They never give reasons.
I mean, sometimes they get forced out of their jobs.
Yeah, but they have call to say, yeah, the stuff down, yeah.
Which is the... Yeah, it's whatever.
Dude, you know what's backed by popular demand?
Is it Super Mario Brothers?
No.
Oh.
That's called Super Mario Maker, and that's all you're getting now.
Super Mario Maker?
But no, it's not. Starting February 9th, you and everybody else has a PlayStation Plus account will be able to vote.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
For what one game out of three they want to have free.
I thought that was supposed to happen, like, every month.
That's what I thought, too. And then, like, it stopped, and now it's back. We'll see how long it lasts this time. So these are three games.
Wait, was it really announced? Like, it was announced, right? For every month?
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
Or maybe
there were logistic problems or something like that. I don't know. So for one of these three games will be free in March... And we, the people, get to choose which one.
We, the people.
The first one's the one I'm probably going to vote for, because I've had a lot of fun playing it on the PC. Broforce. The second one, Assault Android Cactus. Gains a lot of traction.
What?
It's a twin-stick shooter, kind of like a Smash TV. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the last one is Action Hank.
I can relate to the... Action Hank? Are you serious?
Hank. Yeah. H-E-N-K.
Oh. What? That's not the one. That's not what I thought.
Yeah.
You know what I thought Action Hank was?
What?
The guy from, Dexter's Laboratory.
You know what his name was? Yeah, I think
it was
so,
Action
yeah.
Hank, right?
Yeah.
The guy with the beard?
The beard made him powerful.
Yeah. He had the beard.
The beard was magical. So that's pretty cool. I mean, go... From what I've been reading some of the discussion and stuff like that, it seems like a lot of people are looking towards Andrey Cactus or Action Hank. Not so many people have been talking about Broforce. Maybe it's because they've already played it so much on PC or something like that. But all these games, as far as I know, are not currently out for purchase on the PS4. So it's going to be first appearance on the PS4 and free. Depending on which one you vote for.
Well, I mean, they're going to be available for purchase afterwards, I guess?
Yeah.
After the beginning of the month?
Probably. So, yeah. 1 week away from being able to vote. I'm excited. Excited to see how those polls go.
Yeah, I'll have to check out the games.
Alright. The Division beta happened.
Yeah, it did.
I want to talk about it.
Yeah, people suck.
So, first off, real quick, if you're playing on the PC and you're like, man, how are these guys so good? They were probably cheating.
Yeah, they ain't good. They don't know nothing. They know how to hack a damn video game. That's what they know.
They know how to hack a damn video game.
What?
A damn veggie game.
Yeah, they do. Veggie game. Everything's veggie for you, vegan.
I said vidja.
It's like almost the same.
It's almost the same.
I don't know. People have been hacking into this thing, getting unlimited, like, med kits and no recoils on their weapons and just basically unlimited life.
And you have to ask yourself, this is a beta. There's like, you can only go up 4 levels. There's one real mission. Why? What's the point of this? Why spend the time to hack your beta? There's like nothing there, man.
I don't know. They might have been able to open up something that was there.
I don't think so. I would have heard about that, I'm sure.
You would have heard about that?
Yeah, I would have heard about that.
You specifically?
I watched like 5 hours of that beta.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty insane.
I wanted to be able to talk about it. Stuff. You usually don't do anything with your life.
Usually don't.
So I get my impressions on it, since I saw it. I don't know, did you watch any of it?
Very little, and I didn't like what I saw.
You're like, alright, let's open up this can of worms.
Yeah, let's do that.
So you start at level 4, and you can go up to level 8. There is one story mission. I mean, there's like a little side mission, but there's one mission everything, you can use. Yeah. And there's a section of the Dark Zone that was available. Also, you were allowed access to 3 skills, no perks, nothing else. That was my main problem with the beta. I can get past like, oh, you can only go up 4 levels and there's only one mission and stuff like that, but when there's only 3 skills and nothing else, there's really no way to differentiate yourself from anybody else in the game. And it's supposed to be like, oh yeah, people can like have different classes and stuff like that based on the skills and perks that they pick. I didn't get to experience that in the beta, because, you know, 2 skills, L2 and R2, cool. Out of 3, alright, everybody's pretty much using the same stuff, and no perks. So, like, I don't even know how any of this works. The game's coming out, like, in a couple weeks, you know?
Yeah, it's an MMO, basically.
It is an MMO.
Even though they say that it's not, but it is.
Oh yeah, no, it's very clearly an MMO.
So I don't know, man. I'm tired of Destiny.
That, yeah.
So which makes me not feel this game, man. I just don't feel it, dude.
Yeah. I do have the fortunate experience of being able to watch and talk to somebody that Adam One actually, who was very very looking forward to the Division. He got a chance to play the beta, he got into the beta, and he got to play it, and he played it for like a couple hours, and he was done. He just got bored of it.
Yeah, I can see it.
Because the map was very sparse, like you have to run pretty much everywhere, and you fight like 2 or 3 guys in between, like running here to there, and it's like, you're running for like 10-15 minutes. So it's very empty.
In really? Many
days. Yeah. Depending on where you're going, like it, at least it felt that way. And pretty much the only way to really, like, consecutively, like, get in fights and stuff like that was to be in the Dark Zone, which is the PvP area. And, he said there was a lot of people having a lot of problems with the PvP, where, you know, you'd be shooting somebody that was rogue or whatever, and, like, their timer, you have a timer that counts down when once that hits 0, you're not rogue, and somehow their timer would, like, be like two people rogues. He'd be shooting, killing somebody that was rogue. And he switched to go shoot the other person, and their time would run out right before he shot them. So he went rogue, because he shot somebody that wasn't rogue anymore. So that was, like, an issue. Also, if somebody, like, if you're shooting the enemy and somebody runs in front of your gun, and you accidentally, and you hit them,
yeah.
You go rogue.
But you don't want to go rogue.
You don't want to go rogue.
But the game is stupid.
The game's parameters make you go rogue.
Yeah, that's something that needs to be changed.
Mm-hmm. And then, and, like, I guess nobody really wanted to go rogue. So it'd be like, there'd be, like, 15 people just, like, kind of hanging out. And, like, nobody wants to shoot anybody.
Well, I mean, one person goes, no, because you can bring other people, right?
Yeah, you have a party of four total, I think.
But it was all, could you actually go in with friends? Or was it all just, like, matchmaking? Like,
no, you could choose who you wanted to be partied up with. Okay. Yeah. So I mean, you could party with people in the Dark Zone that you came across and stuff like that.
No, no, maybe people just didn't like the feature.
Yeah, I mean, the first person I watched, it was pretty entertaining. He was actually one of the developers. He was one of the, like, the design developers. So he didn't really know too much about the game, but about the actual stuff you're looking at, he knew a lot about. But that one was more entertaining when he was in the Dark Zone, because he was, like, running around and, like, shooting people up. He ended up, like, befriending somebody, and they were running around, like, hunting people that went rogue and had, like, bounties on their head. Like, they've been rogue for a while, like, killing people, and they enough to get a bounty on their head. And you know, just other people that went rogue and just having a good time and stuff like that. And so they kill these two people that have a bounty with the help of some other people that are in the area. And he's just, like, absentmindedly, he's just in loot mode, runs up and picks up the loot that drops off these people, because you drop the stuff you pick up when you die. And he's like, he's thinking to himself, like, oh, dude, oh, I just took their loot. Like, they were hunting these guys down, and, like, you know, I just saw stuff on the ground when they go pick it up. Like, oh, man, they're probably all mad right now. And then you can hear them talking, because in the Dark Zone, it's a proximity thing. And he doesn't have a mic set up, so they can't hear him talking about this stuff, but he can hear them talking, and you just hear, like, you want to do it? You want to do it? I mean, he just took all the stuff. You want to do it? And so he gets all paranoid. I was like, dude, they're gonna kill me, man. They're gonna kill me because they're talking about me right now.
Did they?
No, they ended up walking away. But I think eventually they ended up attacking each other later on.
You know? That would have been awesome. It just went for it.
Yeah,
they should have just gone for it, dude. He took their loot.
He did. Yeah. I mean, they probably would have lost, because, I mean, the guy he ended up teaming up with was really good.
Yeah, well, developer and all.
And there wasn't another developer, it was some random person he found.
But, oh, I thought he was in a team of
people
from the company. Or
no, 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 no. But, whoever that guy was, like, carried him in the Dark Zone. Straight up. But, you know, like...
Did you like it?
No. I didn't see anything... I didn't see enough, right? From what they showed, it was just a generic shooter. I didn't see the reason why I would keep playing in that demo, in that beta.
Okay.
Maybe I'll find out. There's been reports that they're going to have an open beta. That's going to be coming a little bit later. Actually, I think February 16th through the 21st is when it's supposed to be happening.
Maybe they want to check out their anti-cheating stuff.
Yeah, maybe, or maybe...
Test it out.
Yeah, you know, we're not the only ones that got a bad taste from this beta. People that were really looking forward to this game, not so much anymore. So maybe they're putting out another beta. Hey, another beta, guys! Look, all this cool stuff you can do now. Yeah,
you can do stuff now. You can go on 3 missions.
Yeah. See, don't you want this game again, please? Apparently, there was actually a lot of backlog on people getting to the beta. See, like, people that pre-ordered the game, it's supposed to have guaranteed access, weren't getting their codes. Because...
That's not cool, dude.
Because they couldn't meet demand.
I mean, if a lot of people are doing the pre-sales just to get into it...
Yeah.
And you don't let them into it, even though you promised you would, it's not fair to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess you can. Can you see the whole thing about canceling? I don't know about the canceling. Apparently, you can cancel the pre-order on PlayStation.
Not anymore.
Not anymore?
Yeah.
So that was a thing, though.
That was a thing, yeah.
Okay.
They put a fix on that.
Yeah. No more free beta accesses. This is.
Which is a shame. Apparently, in the UK, you can still do it, I think, because there's a law that says you can cancel a pre-order.
Yeah, because you haven't. I mean, you paid for something, but you haven't gotten the product yet.
Yeah.
Or so yeah, why shouldn't you be able to get your money back?
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? I don't want it.
Actually, I think the law is like they can't charge you until you get until the product ready or something like that. I don't know. But that's like why that was working so well in the UK. Because they're protected.
Good for you, Queen Elizabeth. So, speaking of pre-ordering, if you pre-order Far Cry Primal,
yeah,
you get Valiant Hearts The Great War for free, which is a game that came out in 2014.
Got good reviews.
Really good reviews. Metacritic gave good reviews. IGN, I think, was close to a perfect game.
That was like a 9.
It was 9-something.
Yeah, 9.7, probably.
GameSpot also gave it high. I think it was a high 8 for GameSpot. But this game came out as Episodes when it came out. And it's a puzzle game where, you know, you basically just kind of look around finding, you know, keys to open up the next areas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's set in World War One, right?
Yeah,
actual letters from World War One, stuff like that. And you're not necessarily finding keys, but you're like,
I don't mean like keys, but you know, just like,
yeah, it's like, out. Oh, you're stuck behind this barricade. What you need to get this.
And there's a hint system in it too. If you're stuck in one place for too long, you can access hints to let you figure out where to go. But there's a German character, what is it? I don't remember. I remember a German character.
Yeah, there's a German character, there's a Russian character.
A Russian character, yeah.
Yeah. A Russian cook, I think.
So it is it's based on real stories. So you know, get the game. It's
pre-order Far Cry Primal.
Primal looks really good.
Yeah, it looks really fun. I haven't played any of the Far Cry's yet, but that one just looks just fun.
Yeah, gameplay. There's some new gameplay of it, and it looks great, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, you're licking your lips right now, man.
Yeah, I'm just hoping I get a good refund. I'm not sure how much I'm going to get, but I hope I get a good refund.
I know, I'm getting less than $1,000.
You always get less than $1,000.
Speaking of licking your lips.
Hmm?
Did you hear about this? It's finally happened.
Hmm?
Finally happened, man. What happened? You can Indiegogo to help fund. You can go to Indiegogo right here and you can help fund the, what's the name of this thing? Virtual Dolls.
I'm not going to do that.
Dude, don't you want to be part of the cutting edge?
No, I do not. That thing is weird, dude.
In male pleasure toys?
That is such a weird thing.
If you haven't heard about this, I highly suggest you go look at their video for, like, here's all the features you can get. And please support us video, right? On their Indiegogo page?
Yeah, and then you can spend the rest of your life being ashamed.
It's relatively safe for work. I mean, there's no...
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
There's no nudity.
There kind of is.
No, but not really, no.
There's like a blurred out penis.
No, okay, a little bit.
Yeah, no, there is.
Wireframe.
It doesn't matter, dude. It's still there. That's not safe for work. It's... Okay, would you be... Okay, so you had that on your screen. You wouldn't mind if the manager came in and looked at it.
I mean, like, there's very few small snippets where it's obvious what it is. The rest of it's kind of like, it's a weird technology thing. that you're looking at. I don't know what it's for.
So you would have to be in a certain part of the...
You'd have to be in a very specific part, in a very like a 5-second chunk of the video. Someone would be like, hey, wait a second. What are you watching there?
You know what? You're just reaching for it to be safe, but it's not safe.
You know, it's other not. People agree that it is questionably...
Was it 9 out of 10 doctors?
Yeah, 9 out of 10 doctors agree that it's questionable whether it's NSFW or not. But this is a machine. It is a...
Oh boy, is it a machine?
It has handles on either side of it, so you can kind of hold it like a you know, like a airplane.
Like hips?
Yeah, like hips, I guess, if you wanted to view it like that. Although I'm not sure if it's angled right for
hips.
Oh
my god. No, it's not wide enough anyway.
It's not wide enough. But it has interesting features.
Yeah, does it?
It has programmable and adjustable soft touch gripper.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking now.
Optional vacuum attachment and suction no capabilities way. And an easy clean system.
Well, what's the difference between that and a vacuum cleaner?
Well, the silicone thing that you're using around it. I'm not even sure if it's silicone.
Okay.
Synchronized movement.
So easy clean, huh?
You have to feel what you see, man.
It's an easy clean oven.
Your movement controls the action.
Oh, of course it does, because you're the only thing that's moving.
And it comes with the game, so you don't have to worry while you're waiting for somebody else to come out with this for you.
Oh, my God. Wow, dude, just over the top, man.
Let me clarify, if nobody's figured this out yet. This is the peripheral that men use while they're watching their VR pornography to make the VR pornography more lifelike, more realistic. Now you have the sensation to go with your visual. And they're marketing it towards VR games in particular, VR adult games. With their slogan, their catchphrase is feel the game.
Well,
actually, I haven't even looked at their Indiegogo page. I just saw an article.
You know, they already have that. They're already out. Not like this.
Yeah, not like
but
this.
But they're already out. They even mold, like, they make molds out of, like, porn stars.
Oh, they took the page down. They're changing the page, so I can't look at it.
They're changing the page?
Yeah, it's...
To say it got canceled?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing.
It is a very interesting thing.
I really wonder how much money...
Yeah, I want to see what the perks are.
Yeah. Like, yeah, if you donate $200,
you get this. Like, you get more characters for your VR game.
You get a lifetime supply of KY if you give out the $1,000.
You get a more powerful suction device. Oh, man. It's
this world, man. This world.
We knew it was gonna happen.
It's
happening. I'm actually very curious to follow this story and see if it gets funded, if enough people are interested to fund it. To people's reviews on this product and how well it simulates.
Oh my god!
It lets them feel the game. Jesus. It's like they have the guys, like the developers, like, on their video, right? And they're like talking about it, and like I swear, you could see the embarrassment in their face. Like, man, everybody knows what I look like now. Gonna be going down to the market, and people are gonna be like, "Hey,
why did we agree to this interview?"
No, they're white guys.
Oh, they're white guys.
They're white guys, yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah, it makes sense now.
You're gonna be like, can you imagine going down to the market and be like, "Oh, hey, man. Saw your Indiegogo, man. I funded that thing. I want to shake your hand." I'd be like, no, I don't.
No.
Don't really want to shake your hand, sir.
Fist bump? Huh? Yeah. No. No. This is a baseball elbow.
It's a baseball elbow.
Is there a name for that? I'm calling it baseball elbow. That's my name.
But, if you go to on Kotaku, video game website, and you look up the... title, Would You Fuck This Video Game Sex Machine? That is the
That's a good title.
That's the title of the article, and it has footage of this machine. Not real footage. I'm not sure if it's actually made yet, but they're simulated footage of it and stuff like that. And you can get a look at this thing for yourself if you feel so inclined. It has a video too. That was talking about. So I mean, it's something to check out. It's interesting.
It's something, all right.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Yeah. Well, I don't want to go into detail about
it. I don't want to go too deep.
So, what console is this for?
I believe it is probably only for PC at this point in juncture.
PC. Upgrade RAM.
Upgrade RAM.
Huh? Upgrade RAM?
I need to get a new hard drive.
I don't know enough computer lingo.
I got nothing.
You're still trying. There's gotta be one more. There's gotta be one more. Damn it. Hello, Smithers. You are quite good at turning me on. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that? Okay, yeah. You remember that.
You made it weird.
I didn't make it weird. That's how it sounded. It was like all computer voicey. That's what I tried to do.
No, yeah, no. I know that's what they tried to do. I'm just saying you made it weird, man.
So, Smithers was gay.
Did that officially happen?
No, it was never official.
Oh, okay.
It was never official. You know they're still making Simpsons? Did you know that?
Yeah.
They're still making them.
Oh, dude, did you hear about this?
No.
Speaking of things that are indie and whatnot, indie dev cancels game, says co-workers stole money for booze and strippers. Oh, yeah,
booze
stripper.
And hookers.
Yep.
I did read about that. Yeah, well,
that's for the game Ant Simulator.
So, you know, people donate $10,000. Hey, we just got $10,000 from these idiots. Let's go spend it on booze and hookers.
No, I'd like to make a game about booze and hookers.
Yeah, we need first-hand experience, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, yeah, they stole money.
Yeah, well,
beers and hookers.
One of them did.
At least one of them.
No, he. That's why he quit. He's like, you know what, my, I don't have the guy's money anymore because my partner took the money.
Is it just a partner?
Yeah, it was like a partner. But for like an indie development, that's like half your team right there.
So. Yeah, right. I can't believe that. Dude, that guy just straight up took people's money, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's the risk you take, right? It's a shame.
Cause there's got to be something you can do about that, though. I mean, come on.
Not so much. I mean, I think it depends on which site they were on, if they got funded and stuff like that, if it was Kickstarter or Indiegogo. Because some of them will have more protection for the people than other ones will. Oh, dude, I almost forgot about this. There's a VR game that was being demoed and stuff like that. And it's like a PvP-ish kind of world, more like Western shootout style.
Yeah.
Where you can kind of go around stuff like that. You, like, shoot someone out, they can surrender, and you take their stuff. And, but, like, it's all real time, so, like, people can come up from behind you to try to shoot you out. Like, there's one guy who was, there's no voice in the demo. He was, like, taking somebody's stuff that the guy surrendered and stuff like that. And then the guy, like, saw somebody behind him and was like, oh, you need to look behind you. And the guy turned around, like, right as this guy was pulling his gun up to his head to, like, shoot him from behind, and he was able to kill the guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a quick draw, man.
Yeah, it is a quick draw. But the more interesting thing about this game, though, is that, let's say you want to be a tomfoolish person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, hey, look at me, I'm in the video game, I'm gonna take this gun and shoot myself in the head. You don't want to know what happens? You die. You commit suicide.
I like that.
Yeah.
The fact that it allows you to do that.
Mm-hmm. They were like, oh yeah, like, why are you letting people commit suicide in your game and stuff like that? And they were like, we felt that it would be irresponsible of us to say that if you put a gun to your head and pull the trigger, it doesn't kill you. We felt that that would be bad gun safety etiquette, you
right?
know?
Yeah, like, yeah, they're trying to teach you a lesson.
Yeah, like, there is a consequence to you pulling the trigger to your own head. That consequence is you kill yourself.
Just like in real life.
Just like, exactly. Exactly like in real life.
Yeah.
That happens in real life, kids.
Kurt Cobain, I'm looking at you.
Kurt Cobain shot himself in the head. Was it like a shotgun?
Yeah, he really messed himself up.
He was like, I'm not joking around, guys.
People say that Courtney chick did it, though.
Yeah.
All these conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Rainbow Six got a new update recently, coming with a new map called Frigid. And it's got two new people to use. One of them has a bear trap. The other one I don't know so much. But if you're in the Rainbow Six...
Bear traps are gruesome, man.
Yeah, it's gruesome in the game, too. Yeah.
That just sounded funny.
Firewatch is a game that I've been looking forward to.
Yeah, Firewatch. Coming out.
Yeah, coming out next week on Steam and the PlayStation 4. It's going to be $20.
$20, man. That's really cool.
Yeah.
You getting it for Steam?
No, I'm getting it for my PS4. Done deal. Oh, dude, speaking of Steam, Humble Bundle has a Ubisoft Humble Bundle right now. You spend $75, you get the whole bundle, right? Plus a t-shirt, whatever, and like coupons for Ubisoft titles on Humble Bundle. And you also get a copy of The Division for $75.
That's cool.
And you get your game, all the other Ubisoft games that they have on there.
That's a good deal, man.
Yeah, it's not bad. If you're going to pick up The Division on PC, get it on Humble Bundle. That's the way to go right there. That's going on right now.
So, I got this friend who she'll remain nameless, right?
Okay.
You know, so I'm talking to Sean, right? And he tells me he has a wedding to go to. And so I'm talking about, you know, I don't know, somebody has had married and blah blah blah. And he says to me, "Yeah, man, I got this my buddy's wedding's on like Tuesday and I've got nothing to wear." And I was like, Did you really just say that? Did you really just say that? And it sounded so bad, especially the way he said it. Sounded so bad. I was like, no grown man should ever say that.
No grown man should ever say that.
But he said it, and I started laughing like for a long time because it was funny to me.
And when you start laughing, man, I know from experience.
It was one of those. It was one of those laughs, and it's just
this man
like
does not stop.
And it's. And this guy's, man, I didn't even mean it that way, man. And...
man.
Well, I'm like, that's what you said, though. That's what you said. You just said it like a woman. And it was, I don't know, it was just Jeff's Corner.
Jeff's Corner.
That happened yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
Man. Oh, man. I can't find the guy's name right now, but there was...
Who's the guy's name?
Some South Korean name. Let's go with that.
Oh, the Prodigy?
Yeah, this a famous StarCraft 2 player. You know, won the tournament. A favorite to win this year's tournament. He got arrested.
Yeah, what for? Indecent exposure?
Well, from the last time I saw it, the article, there was no official statement on why he got arrested, but there's other StarCraft players that recently got arrested, and their reasoning was revealed, and that was they're being investigated for game fixing, for the gambling.
He got arrested for it?
For gambling fraud, yeah.
Oh, I guess so, huh?
Yeah. And so it's highly suspect that he is also being investigated for gambling fraud.
So he's not a prodigy.
Yeah, and he might
have. He's just a cheater.
I mean, we don't know.
Well, I mean, they could have, not necessarily a cheater, but he could have, like, taken a dive or something.
Or maybe his opponent took a dive. He won that championship.
Well, yeah, the other way around. It doesn't work the same in video games.
It doesn't work the same, yeah. So, I mean, he hasn't technically been convicted of this, but he did get arrested around the same time a lot of other people were getting arrested. Apparently, there's a pretty big market of gambling for StarCraft II going on.
Interesting.
So, I mean, like, people were like, the governments need to start taking this whole esports thing a lot more seriously because there's gambling involved now. There's money.
But it's not really gambling, is it?
It is gambling.
How is it gambling?
I bet you $500 that so and so wins the tournament.
Oh, like that kind of deal?
Yeah.
I thought it was more of the whole, like, I'm going to win first prize because...
No, I'm talking about straight-up gambling.
Okay.
And I go up to Homie G over here. I'm like, hey, I'm going to give you, like, $200 to lose this match real quick.
Did you say Homie G?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well-known StarCraft player Homie G. Go up to him. I'm like, I'm gonna give you $200 to lose this match.
I think that's not enough money for me to lose this match. What else you got?
Listen to me, man. I've seen your demographics. You're probably going to get, like, 10th place. You're not going to get no money, but I'll give you $200 right now to lose this one match.
Call it 300.
Yeah, whatever.
Alright.
I'm still making money.
Doing it.
Bam.
That's it.
I made 250. I just got arrested. You got arrested. OBG got arrested. Nobody knows my name because I gave you a fake one. I'm smart.
I give you my PlayStation handle.
I give you my PlayStation handle. Treat it with care.
You know.
Yeah.
Cheating. It's a big thing nowadays. At least it's come to light. You know what I mean? It might have been there forever.
Yeah.
But like, it's just, I don't know. I mean, things are just, people are being investigated. finding ways to figure it out.
Tournaments are becoming a bigger and bigger thing, stuff like that, so obviously...
More and more money, man. Oh my god, the money that's involved in some of these things, dude. It's insane.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars, dude.
I think Rainbow Six is going to be holding a tournament soon. $100,000 prize pool.
They just had a Killer Instinct tournament not too long ago.
People play that?
Yeah, people play that, man.
I know, it's a joke, because it's going to be an Evo, so somebody has to play
it. It was just straight-up Killer Instinct. And I forget what the tournament was called, but I was in... I couldn't watch the whole thing, but I watched part of it. I don't know, man. I hate the fact that I can't play it without an Xbox, you know what I mean? I wish that game was just universal. But... You know, it looks like a lot of fun, but I just, you know, don't have a chance to play it.
That's so sad, man.
The tournament was, I don't know. It wasn't, I couldn't watch the whole thing.
Mm.
You know, I got tired of watching people play that game. I don't know why.
Yeah, shit. Because there's not enough characters yet?
Guess. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, The Witness came out recently.
Yeah, and it did.
It did gangbusters. I think we already mentioned that it got like...
Came out like last week.
Yeah.
We had it in the background last week.
Yep. So, it is already made $5 million in its first week.
Yeah, people are hyping it up.
People are hyping it up real big.
Word of mouth, man.
People already got their platinums and stuff like that. Somebody already... Speedran it. 26 minutes. Now, according to the speedrunner...
Speedran it or sped run it? Or sped ran it?
Sped ran it? I don't know.
What would it be? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't really
what
matter.
Was your question?
The guy that sped ran it.
You changed your mind.
Just to make you happy.
This is like the... Is this excerpt all over again?
This is crossword all over again. I do it for you, man. I do it for you.
Well, what was this time, at least?
26 minutes.
And this game's supposed to be...
Yeah, like 40, 60 like 40 hours?
40-hour game?
Yeah, 60 to 100 hours, something like that, depending on how good you are at puzzles. And according to the speedrunner, he did not use any notes. He did it all off of memory.
Okay. Well, it should have a live. I mean, when people speedrun nowadays, they usually have stuff on speedrun. Speedruns Live, is it called?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, if he had his phone out and he just like had his phone scrolling through the puzzle answers real quick while he was going through it,
it should be on camera. But he's not. I don't know. I guess it doesn't really matter.
His PC's on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not on camera.
Okay. That's still pretty cool.
Anyway, Jonathan Blow, the guy who made the game, was like, "Yeah, that's really impressive, man." That's how big. It's like, man, I'm speedrunning this thing already, man. That's how much I love this game.
Just to memorize the whole thing, dude. Like, so fast. It's only been a week.
I mean, I think, like, once you know the puzzles that you need to do to be able to get to the end of the game. Oh, to just get the,
yeah.
Because there's a lot of puzzles that...
So I'm assuming it was an any percent then?
I would assume so, yeah.
Okay.
I can't imagine you could do the 100% in 26 minutes. There's a lot of puzzles in this game. There's over, like, 400 puzzles.
Yeah, but once you learn the trick to all the, like, shapes and stuff inside the puzzles, you know what I mean? Like, you...
Yeah, but you still have to remember 400 some odd...
But the thing is, like, puzzles. knowing what the dots and all that means, you know how things are supposed to go.
But there's a lot of running around, too.
Just saying. Puzzles, like, I'm just talking about
puzzles. If you were to go for 100%, you'd have to get, like, in this boat and, like, program the boat and, like, oh, man, it went too fast. I have to go back and, like, redo it again. Oh, like
went
that.
Too fast. Went too fast, baby.
I'm saying, yeah, there's a lot that can go wrong, and there's a lot of time that would be 26 minutes for 100%. Would be very impressive indeed. I'm gonna say that right now. I'd be very surprised. But
I mean, it's not a game that. I don't think this is a game that I would watch a speedrun of.
No, I don't think so.
It just doesn't seem very entertaining to watch as a speedrun.
I see. But
that looks weird.
Yeah. I thought something that would be fun is we do have somebody...
So Wynn is in the background, just so you guys know.
Yeah, Wynn is in the background. We have somebody here that has played through the whole game, and I think we could do our very own witness review right here on the podcast. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea.
All right, let's bring back our fan favorite, Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Hello.
So what do you think? You played through the whole witness.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yes. I want another one.
You want another
witness? Witness part two?
Well, no. I want another game that has the same feeling of exploration.
Did you feel this game was too short?
Yes and no. The first playthrough, the game is bound to feel short because you're not looking for the puzzles that aren't obviously presented. And you're also not thinking about trying to figure out what's going on. You're just wandering around solving puzzles.
Yeah.
After you finish your initial playthrough, you'll probably feel like you've missed 90% of the game.
Well, I mean, you won't get your platinum.
No, you won't get your platinum.
That tells you you're missing something.
Yeah. And then, even if you get the platinum, you probably wouldn't have finished the game officially.
So, yeah, there's puzzles upon puzzles. You can get the platinum and not do all the puzzles in the game.
You can get the platinum and not find the true ending.
Platinums usually come with finding everything in the game.
Right?
Yeah.
Apparently there's 600 puzzles in the game.
Jeez.
That is a lot.
I'm, like, 12 short of finishing it.
Now, you played a lot of puzzle adventure games, yeah, and stuff like that. Would you say this is the closest one to?
It's like a weird mix between Talos Principle and Myst.
I've actually heard that. I've heard people reference it to that, yeah. The Speedrunner.
Those two?
He was a big, the Speedrunner is known for Portal and Talos Principle.
Hmm. Yeah, it definitely has a little bit of feeling of Portal, but not...
Really?
Aesthetically.
Mm.
Some of the color palettes and some of the areas you go to have a very similar look to them. And, I don't know, you find these little audio clips, and they talk a lot about theology and philosophy and things like that. And a lot of very what seems like very meta upon meta upon meta stuff, which it is. And then that's kind of like Tal's principle, where you're wandering around solving puzzles, learning about theology and philosophy and stuff.
So is there any history that is being learned? Like, what the deal is here?
What's the story?
Yes. I mean, the internet is full of fan theories already. I'm waiting.
But the game.
The game itself, oh, yeah.
Like, in the game?
Everything in the game.
Like, the stuff in the game makes sense. The audio clips are actual real, like, lectures and stuff. Like, one of the clips I found is a lecture that was given at a video game design conference a few years ago. So, it's actual audio clips or actual, like, quotes from, like, St. Augustine and people like that. So, it's real, you know, real interesting stuff, and it's real quotes and things.
Anything you didn't like about this game?
I have a tendency to run through puzzle games rather fast because I just, my brain picks apart the puzzles too quick. So for me, it's a little short.
So your complaint about the game is that you're too smart for it.
Yes.
So not really a complaint about the game.
Yes and no. I mean, it has lasted me a week. And I will probably be done with the game 100% everything by tomorrow.
So it lasted you a week. You know, you pick up your Call of Duty, you can finish the campaign in a day.
Longer than Myst lasted me. The first Myst game.
Hey, it's longer than Myst. Doesn't sound like a complaint at all. So you think this game deserves this 10 out of 10 score that I got from IGN?
Yes. But only for certain genres. Only for certain people. Gamer type genres. Because if you don't like puzzles, don't play the game.
I think that's pretty clear to people, though.
You don't like wandering around, don't play the game. If you get bored on an island, don't play the game. If you're super claustrophobic or scared of water. I don't know. I mean, you're on an island. But most of the people I know wouldn't like this game.
All right. So just know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, definitely know what you're getting yourself into. A lot of water, a lot of puzzles.
In closed spaces.
Yeah, there's some pretty interesting closed spaces.
Any final thoughts you want to give us?
It's really good.
All right, thank you.
All right.
There's our review on The Witness, as given to us by Gail.
Yes, thank you, Gail.
Thank you, Gail. I think it's time for the Twitter question of the week. Anything else you want to go over before I hit that up?
I gotta give Nintendo some love.
All right,
I gotta do it.
Do it. Give Nintendo some
Nintendo's,
of that love.
Nintendo,
tell
Wii
me how
U,
good they're doing.
Nintendo Wii U console sales are up over 12 million units. All right? Yeah.
Are you giving them good news?
12, that's 12 million units, man. That's good.
For how long have they been
Doesn't out? Matter. Nintendo has seen a decrease in sales for the last, 5 years.
Okay, wait. Where's the good news?
Hold. Will you wait? Will you let me talk? And this is also a decrease in sales as opposed to the same time frame, which is April to December of last year. So they did see less in sales than last year during this time period. But they saw an increase in operating profit. So they actually made more money.
This is after, or is this inclusive of when they reformatted their company?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, things changed, man, and they ended up, I guess, cutting some overhead or something, dude, but whatever they did, it worked.
Well, cutting overhead, that's one way of putting it.
Huh? What?
I mean, they did have a very prominent, well-paid figure pass recently that they're not cutting checks for anymore.
Oh, God, why do you gotta do that, man? Why you gotta do that? Leave the poor guy alone.
I am leaving alone, man. He's 6 feet under.
Oh my god, dude. Just shut up.
Enough time has passed. Enough time has passed.
It's 13 months. 13 months is the number. You know when the towers fell? I waited 13 months before I started making fun of them.
You make fun of the towers?
Yeah.
Dude, you're a monster.
Because it's 13... I'm a monster. I'm the monster. Okay. Alright, let's get this Twitter question of the week going.
Alright. Twitter question of the week. This is a sad one for me.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it. Alright. Twitter question is, what gaming genre is becoming stale? Nice generic question. Twitter responses, zip. Facebook responses, let's take a look. See if anything's changed.
I'm assuming that was a zip.
You would be correct.
Wow.
Yeah, we got a lot of love on the last one. This one, though, not so much. Not so much love on this one, people. Not even Visago was able to save the day. I don't know what happened. Maybe we're losing traction with our fans.
Perhaps.
So, I'll go first. Video game genre, I feel, is going a little stale. For me, it's the open world adventure game.
Open world adventure games.
Right? It's no matter how many times you look at it, like Witcher came out, you know, it was a big success, blah, blah, blah. But it's always the same thing. It's instead of innovating the open world genre, it's how many more mini quests can I throw in there?
Hmm.
You know, instead of it like, oh, look, big expansive world, and 8,000 side quests. Awesome, yeah, innovation. No, it's just more random stuff to do. Yeah, I feel like it's become stale. I feel like there's nothing making it, driving me to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, the Grand Theft Auto franchise is another one.
You don't think Grand Theft Auto was innovative, or you just don't think the sequels were innovative?
I mean, I'm not saying like they're not the games themselves aren't innovative. I think that sensation of the open worldness isn't innovative. I mean, this is technically, people like say open world. Oh man, you can do whatever you want, blah blah blah. And like he goes, it's really not that different from an old school JRPG. You know, you go wherever you want. Oh hey, town A has like so many people that want you to help them out with some quests. You can do that if you want to. You don't have to. It's not part of the main story. Oh, hey, there's Town C. It has the same stuff. Except now we do it in Grand Theft Auto, and it's a brand new thing, and everybody loves it again. It's just an old hat.
Okay.
New suit, old hat.
You know, I feel the see, I don't play the game, but the reason I feel it is the whole, like, the MMORPGs. I feel like are exactly the same.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like I don't see any difference between the different ones. You know,
I'm gonna screw your day right now. There actually has been a lot of innovation in MMORPGs in the combat system.
It all seems like a hack and slash.
Well, that's the thing, right? Before it was a hit one, hit two, hit three, hit four. Wait for cooldowns. Hit one, hit two, hit three, four. Now with games like I believe Terra is one of them. There's a lot of MMORPGs out where it's actually skill-based, where you're actually moving and hitting your combos.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't play these games, so that I don't really know, but that's what they seem like that to me.
Yeah. No, because I mean,
it all seems like the same game. It seems like it's just a hack and slash. You know, you go through these missions, and then you just, you know, you collect the loot. Mm-hmm. Then you get better armor, you get better this and that, you know, it's just all random drops. You go and you buy new armor, buy new whatever, new weapons, you know, and it all just kind of seems like the same.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, you know, what do I know? I don't play the games.
I mean, all fairness, yeah, everything else is still, as far as I know, still the same. The only thing that's changed so far at this point is the combat's becoming more immersive.
So, yeah, I mean, I just don't, I don't, feel like those games are different.
Yeah. Perfectly fair. Perfectly fair. I wish I could have heard other people's opinions. But that was not meant to be. I thought it was an interesting question, a good topic to bring up, you know, but whatever's. That was our podcast for this week. Thank you for listening, as always.
Yes.
Thank you for being a fan. Thank you for telling your friends, your loved ones, your family members, and your pets to listen to the podcast.
Okay. And
see you guys next week.
You guys cannot catch me on Black Hole Flare on twitch.tv, but soon.
But you could try. You could try to catch him.
Soon.
I assume we'll be doing some Helldivers on there.
Soon.
Yeah, real soon.
Yeah.
Gotta play some Helldivers.
Next week soon.
Yeah, if you want to play Helldivers with us, hit up Jeff on his PlayStation, Black Hole Flare.
Black Hole Flare, everything. Black Hole Flare.
And play some games with us.
Yeah.
See you later.